Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you. We want to welcome you on this fifth Sunday in Lent. And we are so glad that you're here today. And we have a beautiful day to come out and worship. And I know many of you will probably be outside later today. We just want to welcome you. We want to welcome those that may be listening online later this week. And so this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it today. A little bit later on, as we finish our series on the Beatitudes, talking about flourishing, we are going to be talking about how fortunate are the peacemakers. So as we begin this morning, let's stand and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Together there in our bulletin this morning for our call to worship. In this time of worship, we wait for you, O God. In the dark times, with our questions and cries,
we trust that you are with us.
In our hopes and expectations,
we live faithfully for God.
Come, let us worship and wait. Well, let's join together and do that this morning. If you want to use a hymn book, you may, hymn number 31. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning as we sing, "To God be the glory, great things He has done." To God be the glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who lived His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of He has taught us great things He has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin together this morning. We wait for your presence, O God. We trust in your abiding promises. Breathe your power into us that we may experience new life, the promise of forgiveness, and the blessing of community. Amen. And you may be seated this morning.
Nearer, nearer, nearer,
I'm going to invite our kids. They would make their way down this morning. Good morning. You guys must have been hiding out there because I didn't think I saw very many of you this morning. Yes. How's everybody doing? Good. Do you like this weather? Huh? Are you going to go out and play today? Yeah, I bet. This is beautiful. What are you going to do? Sleep? Ah, come on. That's what I do. I'm older, so I'm allowed to take a nap. You're younger. You don't need to take naps anymore. Do you? Oh, I see that. Yes, I do. Yeah. So how many of you like to make things? Do you like to build things, make things? Yeah, what kind of things do you like to build or make? Are you in Boy Scouts? Okay. Because I know in Boy Scouts, they always make those Pinewood Derby cars every year. And those are kind of cool. I remember when Chase was young, he made one of those. And so did his cousins. Yeah. One of the things is, how about some of the girls? What do you like to make? Cookies? Have you ever made cookies with your mom or grandma? Yeah. Now, what's the best part of that? Making them or eating them afterwards? Huh? Yeah, eating Yes, eating them. What do you like to make? I know mom helps you, doesn't she? Yes, she does. What other kind of things do you make? What is it? Oh, yeah, and computers? Yeah, coding. Got a smart one here. Yes. I know, well, the reason I know that is because I know some of the high schoolers. I've seen them doing it for Edison, their work on Edison computers, which is Edison Community College. They have coding classes, and it's just a bunch of lines of stuff. Yeah. And then when you get it all done, then it makes something happen. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of things we can make. All kinds of things. I mean, we can make pictures. We can make things outside in the yard. We can build things. We can draw things. What else? The what? Brain flakes. I do not know what brain flakes. Is that what you said? Brain? I don't know what brain flakes are. What are they? Can you tell me?
Peace. In other words, because let me tell you something.
It's easy to hit somebody. It's easy to call somebody a name. But it's hard to say, hey, why do you always treat me so mean for? That's kind of hard, isn't it, to say that to somebody? Why do you do that? I don't want you to call me those kind of names. I don't want you to treat me that way. I want us to be friends. That's what peacemakers all do. They make friends. And I know sometimes it's hard, isn't it? I remember being in second grade and getting into it with my cousin in class. Yeah, we were almost wrestling in class. Yeah. Now, thankfully, we didn't throw each other on the floor, but we were almost wrestling. I don't know what it was. We got mad at each other about something. And I remember Mrs. Ginn grabbing us by the ears and pulling us back away from each other. Yeah. But it's hard, though, because sometimes you have to say that word that I hope helps us be peacemakers is, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that about you. I shouldn't have treated you that way. You know, please don't treat me that way. I want us to be friends. And that's what Jesus is talking about. And you know what he says about people, all of us, when we do that? He says by acting and living that way, we are sons and daughters of God. Now in Jesus' day, if you were a son or daughter and was talked about in that way, guess what you were? You were an heir. Now, not A-I-R, not the air we breathe, but H-E-I-R, an heir. So one day, when your grandparents, and I know this kind of sounds a little morbid, but one day when your grandparents pass away, they will probably leave your parents something. Whether it's a house, or maybe some cars, or furniture, or clothes, or land, or whatever it may be, or maybe money. Why would your parents get that from them? Because they're their sons and daughters. And they are heirs. They're going to receive what grandma and grandpa left. And the same is true with those who are peacemakers. They are heirs, and they're going to receive a great reward from God one day. Sometimes in this life, but mostly in the life to come. All right. Peacemakers. Who would ever thought we'd be making peace? We can do it. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning.
And as they're heading down, we are going to go to our time of prayer. And like we always do, we're going to take a little bit of time here this morning to let you have a chance to share joys or concerns this morning. And so somebody this morning, if you have a joy or concern to share, we want to let you do that this morning. Somebody this morning.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else? Yep.
Traveling mercies for Kathy. She's heading back to Florida later this afternoon.
And we are glad she was able to come up and be with us this time.
See, people do love
her. Oh, yeah. I recognized her right away last Sunday when she was sitting out there with you. Because it's been a while since you've been up, so yes.
Unspoken.
Yeah, my one cousin comes up ever so often from North Carolina. And so, somebody else. Unspoken. Okay. Someone else this morning. Joys or concerns? Yes.
Keep the Baker family in your prayers as we lost Kevin this week.
I want to pray for that family this morning. And also we want to pray for the Evans family. Somebody has said not a part of the Evans around here. One of this person left, his co-worker's family, lost a newborn son. And yeah, that's always tough when that happens. And so we want to remember that family. Somebody else, joys or concerns? Yep.
From the prayer chain, Georgia is in rehab, but she's next door to David Greenland. He was in the hospital and they didn't know what was the matter with him. And then Priscilla asked us to pray for Terry and Belinda Erickson. And then remember the baby that isn't born, but has the organs on the outside of the baby.
Do you know that family's name?
No.
Okay. We prayed for that one before.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to be born, she said, next month in April rather than wait till June. And then I think we should be praying. When Iran dropped that bomb, it was close to all the things in the holy city. So we should be praying for that protection because it was close to the whaling ball. And a joy is fruiting praying.
Yes, very much so. Somebody else this morning. Yes. Yeah. I think we had prayed for them last week, but we want to pray for the Bowman family with the loss of that loved one, Bob. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? All right. Well, we have several there. We want to continue. Some of you remember Mrs. Demet, the second grade teacher, her son, Evan. And we want to continue remembering him. He did have his second surgery, and we want to continue praying for healing and recovery. And then Sue had said something about Georgia. I saw her this week, and she is doing wonderful. And she was pretty tired because she got in late there at Kester. I don't know what it's called now. It's got another name. And but she's had rehab the next morning right away, and but she seems to be great. She's smiling. I get to see that smile on her, and so we want to continue to pray for for her recovery. And we want to continue remembering Jeannie Marlowe, and as she's recovering, she's been on our monthly this past month and will be on the month coming up as she's starting rehab. And she asked to continue to remember her in prayer. And so anybody else this morning? All right. Well, if some of those names come to your mind, Carla's going to play a little bit of a song there. And there quietly in your seats, you can pray. If you happen to come in and had a special need that you could not share, but you're welcome to quietly lift that up to the Lord there in your seats. Or maybe some of these folks' names come to your mind, and you just lift them up, and then I'll come and close us out. We are grateful today for your presence in our lives. We're grateful for all of your blessings. all that you do. Thank you for food on our tables. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you for jobs and provision. Thank you for so many blessings, our family, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the blessings of community. Thank you for this community of faith where we can gather each Sunday and worship and pray and hear your word and go forth and make a difference in our world. And we are so thankful that during this Lenten season, your presence comes to us to awaken us, that we might see you in the true light and walk in your ways and shed those things that we need to shed, that we might walk as your people. And thank you that you're always working on us, always transforming us, no matter where we're at in our Christian walk and faith. And so we're grateful and thankful today. Lord, we thank you for that we can bring our petitions to you. And Lord, we think about so many that have been mentioned, for Kathy, who's going to be traveling, and some of our other folks that are gone the next couple weeks here that are traveling. God, we ask that you be with them, watch over them, bring them back. Lord, we are thankful for Georgia and David, and we pray for recovery there, for the Erickson wife and husband, God, for your touch there. For that little baby, Lord, that's going to be born next month with the organs on the outside. Just guide and direct. I'm sure, Lord, as soon as that baby is born, they're going to be fixing that. So we ask that you would just guide and bless there. Lord, we pray for Evan Demet, God, and for recovery and healing. For Jeannie, Lord, for recovery and strength as she's going to be going through therapy or has already begun that and will continue to do that. Lord, we think about these families today that have been mentioned, the Bowman and Evans family, with the loss of these loved ones. God, we ask for your grace, your comfort, your presence to be with each of them, Lord, and we're thankful for that. Lord, we continue to pray for the situation going on with Iran and all that's happening there. God, we just pray that you would just bring peace out of that situation and that conflict. We think about our men and women that are serving around the world, especially those serving in the Middle East right now. We just ask that you would watch over them and keep them in your care. And God, we continue to pray that you will bring peace to places around the world, Lord. Other countries, other places, Lord, we think about Ukraine and Russia and just other places, Lord, where conflict and war is going on. We pray that you would help to bring a quick answer, a quick response, a quick ending to conflict, God, and bring that peace that is needed in those situations. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned that were unspoken today. God, that you would move on those. You know what those are. And maybe somebody came in today and they had a need in their life, but they didn't share. God, you know what those all are. And we just ask that you would minister. Bless the rest of our time together as we break the bread of your word today. God, may you encourage us, lift us up, and show us how we are to walk as your kingdom people, living under the reign of the heavens, Lord, and the Jesus way. And we thank you for all of those things now. We ask your blessing upon our upcoming services, Lord, especially as we think about our Easter service coming, and many will be here that don't normally come. God, we just ask for your blessing and guidance and direction there. And so we today, Lord, give you thanks for all of these things as we ask them now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer. And I'm sure that those folks that are receiving those prayers and as touched from God are very grateful also today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we're thankful for your faithfulness each week that helps us continue the work of the ministry here and extends out into our missions programs and into our community and around the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin this morning. We place our offering into your hands, O God. By your Spirit, use it to seed new life, bringing hope and healing to weary souls. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Matthew once again. One more time, we are going to read Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 12 this morning, there on the very beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus began to speak to the crowds. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him and began to teach them, "Blessed are those who recognize they are spiritually helpless. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted. Blessed are those who are gentle. they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God's approval. They will be satisfied. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be treated mercifully. Blessed are those whose thoughts are pure. They will see God. Blessed are those who make peace. They will be called God's children. Blessed are those who are persecuted for doing what God approves of. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, lie, and say all kinds of evil things about you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. The prophets who lived before you were persecuted in these ways. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word. And that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, we've reached our last message in the Flourishing series, talking about the Beatitudes, our fifth message. If you missed any of them, you can go on to LostCreekUCC.com and just click on the sermon button up at the top, and it'll bring them, and you can see them, you can listen to them. If you just want to hear the sermon, you got to kind of jump through about half of it to get to where the sermon is, because we record the whole service. So you can catch up and keep up with all of that was going on there. But this morning, we're going to talk about good news for peacemakers. Peacemakers. I don't know if you heard about the people walking across America on a mission of peace or not. Unfortunately, they couldn't get along, so they divided up. Isn't that sometimes the way things are? In life, in family, in school, at work, whatever it may be, you know. There's just things that happen ever so often that just kind of get us kind of separated and going our own ways, get us divided. So many things that happen. And as I was working on this message this week, and I've preached and taught on the Beatitudes before in the past, but for some reason, this week, I was confronted with a question. Am I a peacemaker or am I a peacekeeper? Am I a peacemaker or a peacekeeper? And since I'm not a fan of conflict, and I've shared that before, at times I can be more of a peacekeeper instead of a peacemaker. Now, what do I mean by the whole thing about conflict? Well, whenever conflict and tension arises in a situation, I will try to settle it, but I'd rather just not be there. I just don't like dealing with confrontations and tensions. And I know, you're a pastor. You probably have to deal with that a lot. Yeah, that's true. But in my heart of hearts, I'd rather just not be there. When tensions arise in workplaces, in all my years growing up, at school, in college, in seminary, and my family growing up, and my family now, just so many things that have happened in my life. I don't like conflict. I don't like those kind of things. Now, granted, I can help bring resolve, but I just rather avoid it. And I get that honestly from my mom. My mom used to go, "Well," and she would shake her head and she would just kind of walk away. And I remember that as a kid. It's funny how I still, now, don't get me wrong, I remember lots of things about my mom. But I do remember that. And maybe you're like me and you wish everyone would just get along, would just go with the flow and keep conflict at bay. Wouldn't that make life so much easier? Yeah. Well, when Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," and we've been talking about that, you know, they were sitting along the shoreline of the Lake of Galilee, and Jesus was teaching there along the shoreline. And I said how at times their ears perked up when they heard him talk about certain words. That was like, whoa. But I bet you anything, when they heard him use the language of peacemakers, I wonder how many of them thought, how can you be a peacemaker in the Roman Empire? How can you be a peacemaker when these Roman soldiers are all over the place and they're telling us what to do, and if they don't like us, they'll hit us, beat us, kill us, or whatever? Or maybe you might say, how can we be peacemakers in our world today? Well, Jesus says we can be, and he calls us to be those peacemakers. Jesus announces good news for the advocates. Now, I searched around for that. I first had put in there reconcilers, and I wanted to think about this a little bit further, because such persons proactively seek to resolve the inequities that cause turmoil and conflict. In other words, conflicts, turmoils, and those kind of things, those are just surface things. Sometimes there's underlying things there that are going on, and true peacemakers work to make a difference in what is happening, to settle the conflicts, to resolve the conflicts, to bring peace. And sometimes that takes a while and it takes hard work. Some of you know, and I've been pastoring long enough where I've known people that said, 30 years I haven't talked to my brother or my sister or my uncle or whoever. And I mean, sometimes I'm like aghast by it. What's going on there? What's caused that? What's happening? And we're not talking about the superficial peacekeepers who avoid conflict. So you can see why I said a little bit I might be more of a peacekeeper than a peacemaker. Nor the Roman peacekeepers who use the sword to take care of it. Simply the peacemakers who courageously, and it does take courage, courageously enter the troubled waters of iniquity or inequity and injustice with wisdom from on high. From wisdom on high to relieve tensions, to bring healing and wholeness for all, including oneself. Sometimes we have to heal the turmoil and the conflict that's going inside our own hearts before we can sometimes deal with those things out there. And the peacemakers whom Jesus blesses are actively working to make the world a safer, equitable, more whole place. Now, I don't know if you caught what I just said a moment ago, but I said that peacemakers have to have the wisdom of heaven. The wisdom that James talks about that comes down from the Father of lights. We can't do this on our own. In fact, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, you know, really, we need the wisdom of heaven to be able to walk in all of these that we've looked at, you know, through this series. Because James 3:17 tells us that, or reminds us that, the wisdom we rely on to be peacemakers is pure, peaceable, gentle, leadable, full of mercy and good deeds, non-judging. I mean, think about that. If we're judging people before we even help them to resolve their conflicts, it's going to be hard, sincere. What does Jesus say about all that? Well, Jesus says such persons will be revealed as God's sons and daughters. In Jesus' day,
There was a Judean revolutionary group known as the Zealots who believed in killing Romans. And when they killed Romans, they believed that they would be bringing about God's reign or kingdom. By their aggression, they hoped to be identified as loyal sons of God. However, Jesus comes along and declares the peacemakers who are the sons of God, who will be called the sons of God, who will be revealed as the sons and daughters of God, true heirs of God. Think about that for a minute. That was totally the opposite of what they believed. Jesus has a way of confronting our false beliefs. And Jesus didn't stop there, because in verse 45 of chapter 5, this is the beginning of chapter 5 where the Beatitudes are, Jesus says this. He even went so far as to say, when we love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, we are acting like our Father who is in heaven. In other words, you've probably heard this expression before, we're chips off the old block. Chips off the old block, so to speak. The advocates. The second part and the last is the mistreated. The mistreated. Harassed for doing what is right and just. Jesus seems to indicate that such persons face harassment for achieving what is right and peaceable. Everything we've talked about through the Beatitudes. He says when you live this alternative way in life, it's the upside down kingdom. It's the upside down reign of God. You will face people that won't like you. Now, granted, we can bring trouble on ourselves simply by being jerks. You ever been a jerk before? Usually what happens is somebody's a jerk back to us, aren't they? Or something of that nature. And we can all be jerks at times. But Jesus is talking about facing hurt, hostility, or harassment for just being willing to do what's right, good, peaceable, and just. And did you catch it? In His name. In His name. And that's because we're following His way. What does Jesus say? Such persons will be greatly rewarded. Greatly rewarded. Notice what Jesus says there. He talks about joyfully living this life. Joyfully promoting and practicing what is right and peaceable. And I started thinking about that, and I started to think, why is it when we want to do what's right and peaceable, it stirs up snakes at times? Why is that? Not everyone wants what is right, good, and just. God knows that we are not alone in standing for what is right and just. And Jesus says that their reward will be great. Now, the exact reward that Jesus is talking about is kind of left unstated. He doesn't tell us that. Although He does say that the reign of the heavens will be yours. And He does say you will be greatly rewarded. And James, if we read a little bit further there when I quoted about that wisdom from on high that we need, James says, those who sow peace will generate what is good, right, and just. Not only about around them, but I think he means they will receive it themselves. You know, as I chewed on this week, I realized that I can be a peacekeeper at times rather than a peacemaker. Peacemaking involves actively reconciling, conversing, and struggling with oneself or another to resolve issues and conflicts and injustices. Now, listen to me. While not every resolve results in both parties agreeing, most of the time, two parties can peacefully agree to disagree while still respecting and honoring the other. This is good news for peacekeepers.
Now, let me say something here as I close out the series. Clearly, we have seen how God's reign, or the Jesus way, is upside down to the world's values. And way back at the end of this, or at the beginning of this sermon series, I talked about kingdom values, Jesus values, and the values that God talks to us and encourages us to walk in. Here's the thing. Lent summons us to embrace the Beatitudes. I don't know if you happen to catch out there on the sign out there where it talks about a Lent awakens us. What does that do? We see things in a new light. And I hope through this series we have seen that we are called to walk in the Beatitudes, the character traits reflecting God's reign, so we may experience blessing and flourishing. And such traits may be upside down to us and to the world, but we're still called to walk in them so that we may taste and see that God is good and rewarding. Amen and amen. Well, take a minute or so, greet one another, share the blessing, and then we're going to close out with our chorus there this morning. I know you're talking and having fun. You're going to have to use your hymn books for this next song. We had a little mix up this morning, and we're going to be going to hymn number 6. Praise the name of Jesus as we close out. Hymn number 6, you'll have to go to. I don't have it on the PowerPoint because of an issue we had of getting the music for the other song. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Again, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Join with me for our benediction there in the bulletin. As Christ's peace has led us here, so now
Christ's peace leads us into the world.
May the love of God, the grace of Christ, and the breath of the Spirit revive our faith this week as we seek to be peacemakers. Amen.